Hello.
Hi, welcome back to Basically Adulting. I'm Erin Waddell.
We're giving our full government name, okay?
I guess if you didn't know already who we are,
I'm Lisa Diaz.
if you're this far in, you should probably know by now, but yeah, I could give my full name if you wanted me
No,
to.
we don't need to let them know that. We don't need to go full government.
Okay, well. Erin Waddell is about as government as it gets. So, what are we talking about today? How have you been?
Good. It's raining here in
It is
Texas.
literally not raining outside. It's about to rain.
You know what? Let me live my dreams.
Okay. I mean, it does look like it's about to rain. You're not incorrect.
I'm not incorrect.
But when was the last time I saw you?
Friday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Time
It's been
flies.
so long.
Time flies when you're having fun, I guess. Okay, well, dang, it's really been that, like, it's only Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it would have been like at least a week.
No, Friday.
It was Friday. We went to go get sushi and then we
Yeah.
ended up going for one drink that turned into more than
More than one. More
one.
than one. Yeah.
I mean, it happens.
It does. We had fun.
It was fun. I had a good
I
time.
did too.
Yeah. Oktoberfest was going on across the street. We didn't know about that, but
No
I
idea.
mean, we had lucky girl syndrome to find parking. Like, we both found parking. And I'm telling you guys, like, the parking was
Not good.
insane.
It was not
Like, they had
good.
roads blocked off. There's no way that you could get into this particular location. Both of us somehow found parking. The best parking that you could
Yeah.
find to
Well,
this
you found
restaurant.
it.
Well, I found
And
it,
I just
yeah.
drove up.
Yeah. Louisa had to have me parallel park her car.
Yeah.
It was a tight
It was a
squeeze.
tight squeeze.
I
And
think you
then.
can do it. Do we need to teach you how to
No, I know
parallel
how to
park?
do it. I just like get anxious because I feel everybody watching me.
I know, but fuck them.
No, I know. I
I
know.
mean.
But I mean, I can do it.
Okay, well,
I'm a good parallel parker. I just, under pressure, I start sweating and I'm like wanting to yell at everybody to look away. Don't look at
I mean,
me.
you yelling at them is gonna just make them look at you more. So just park your car. Who fucking
Go about my
cares? Yeah.
day.
I mean, oh, there's the thunder.
Thunder.
Yeah, but we can work on it. We'll
We
work on
can.
it so you can build that
I
confidence.
can. Yeah, I can do
That'll be content for the podcast.
it. That's
Yeah. It's like your therapy session.
homework. Right?
This is your homework.
It's my
We
homework.
should
Okay.
each walk away from this with homework.
All
So
right.
that's yours. We started early. We're
All
3
right.
minutes
All
in. Louise's
right.
got
I already
homework.
got homework.
Okay, well, let's cheers to the podcast.
To the pod.
Megan joined, Dylan joined. Hi guys.
Hi.
Also the people that are just listening to this like on the radio or in their
On their
AirPods on
phone.
their
We're not on the
phone.
radio.
Well, you would Bluetooth it in your car and it comes through
True.
the radio.
True.
Don't squash my
All
dreams like
right,
that.
okay. You're true. All right.
If you're listening to us through Spotify or wherever you're listening to us, we're also on Facebook Live. So if you like hear us talking,
Instagram
Instagram Live, technically,
Live.
which is Facebook Live too, because Facebook owns Instagram.
True.
But if
Or
you,
Meta, or whatever the
yeah,
fuck it is
whatever the fuck
now.
it is, they're just trying to confuse us at this point. But if you hear us like talking to people or like saying hi to people, we're not crazy.
We're
We're just
not,
talking to
yeah, people on
people
the.
on the live. Yeah. So, anyways, what's been going on with you these past 5 days that I haven't seen you?
Has it really been five?
It's Tuesday. Maybe four.
Four. Whatever.
Okay.
Not much. Saturday was Mexico's independence
Oh, go Mexico.
from colonialism. The
Should we
Spaniards, the French, the
cheers to that?
Italians. Yes, to
Cheers.
freedom.
Cheers to freedom. I almost drank my microphone.
oh my gosh. So my mom made, I guess they would be called taquitos, but in Spanish they're tacos dorados.
Okay.
Delish with her green salsa.
And you didn't make me bring me any?
What?
Of the taquitos.
I mean, no, because she gave them away. And then she's like, it's fine. There's like, she's like, there's a little bit left, but really, like, I'm not confident.
Those are for her, probably. Maria, I know you're going to be joining on this Instagram live soon. Right. So this is just.
There is salsa, though.
PSA, I would like to some taquitos.
Taquitos, they're good.
Yeah.
They're good. But so that was my Saturday. Sunday, I did my nails. They're short.
They're so cute, though.
I did them myself, for people that don't know.
Yeah. Like, this is a professional work.
Yeah. I did
better than mine. Mine look like little children nails.
Oh, my God.
Like, they're all uneven and not the same shape at all.
Well, that's how mine were. That's why I was like, I need to just cut them all short and let them grow. Because my nails grow pretty fast.
Well, and it's weird because, like, this one grows round.
That is.
And this one grows square.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why. And this one also grows square. My pinky and my ring finger grow really fast.
Yeah.
But, and then this one kind of grows round too. I don't know. It's weird. So.
Mine just grow like square round, which I want them like oval, but beggars can't be choosers.
At least you have good nails.
Yeah, true. And then I also watched that Disney movie, Elemental or something like that, on Disney Plus.
I don't know. I haven't been on Disney Plus in a while.
Well, neither had I, but my cousin had texted me, and she's like, you need to watch it. And so I did, and I cried.
Oh, gosh.
It's a sweet movie.
Of course you cried.
Of course I did. But it's a sweet movie. I recommend it. On a rainy day like this, watch it.
What's it called?
Elemental.
Elemental?
Elemental. It's about, like, this, like, character, fire. She's, like, obviously, like, a fire person, and she falls in love with this water guy. But fire and water don't mix.
Obviously.
It's very West Side Story.
Okay.
If you've ever watched it.
Interesting. I'll have to take a look. Or, yeah, a watch.
A watch.
What did
What'd you do?
On Saturday, oh my gosh, I've totally forgot. I feel like I just had a
you
big
blinked.
Brain fart. Saturday, my dad and I went to the RV show. I told you about
it.
Well,
I didn't know it was a show.
I didn't know it was a show either. I thought we were just going to go to,
look at
like, a dealership and just take a look at a few, be done by 12, have an entire afternoon to do whatever I wanted.
Yeah.
But the guy that we were going to go meet at at the dealership, I guess the RV show was obviously this past weekend, so he was at the show. So when my dad told him that, oh, we're going to go out there and meet you, he was like, no, like, don't go there, like, come to the show. And so, I mean, it was honestly kind of the best thing because I've been thinking about, like, getting an RV for a while. Like, I just don't really know where to start. Just because I think it would kind of be cool to go on road trips and, like, I can work from anywhere. Like, I'm a nationwide mortgage lender, so I could be in Washington and closing loans in Texas. Like, I don't have to be in Texas to close loans.
Right.
So I was like, it would just kind of be like really cool to do that for like a year, like when my lease is up. So I still have kind of a long time, but the cool thing is that they have companies that you, like, if I wanted to buy now, like my lease doesn't end until July. They have companies that you can, you know, buy the RV and then go, this company will store it for you and they'll rent it out.
Oh.
So you can make money basically on your RV while you're not using it. So even if I wanted to say like, hey, I want it for this weekend, I could just go and pick it up and go on a weekend, week-long trip or whatever, and then go store it back there. No storage fees, nothing. So it's like, why wouldn't you?
Wow. Girl math it.
I know. Like,
it's basically free at that point.
It's basically free. Like, the monthly payments at this point are going to be covered, plus I'm making money on it.
Yeah.
So they're basically paying me to buy this RV.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
So now my dad wants one as well. Like, he literally calls me and has been doing research been trying to like look into financing. Mm-hmm. It's a whole thing. So we did that. I got there on time at 9 o'clock on Saturday.
Oh wow.
I know. After the night we had on Friday. Yeah. Which wasn't necessarily super crazy.
No. But we did get home late though.
We got home late. And
yeah.
I mean, a couple of beers will make you hungover in the morning at our age, you know? So
yeah.
I wasn't feeling like super great, but I made it on time, which is super rare. My dad even had to like make an announcement about it to the neighbors. Like, wow, she said she was going to be here at 9.
Took a picture and everything.
Yeah, like had to document it. And so we got there at 9. We probably left the house around like 9:30, got there at 10. We did not leave the RV show until 4 o'clock. So yeah, 6 hours.
6 hours.
Basically a whole working day.
Yeah.
And we were there were so many RVs. We were like walking. Like it was really cool to like see the insides of things. And it's like, I was telling my dad, I was like, we as a society, we want the biggest and the baddest mm-hmm. and the best. And it's like, you walk into these things and they literally have everything that you need.
Yeah.
They've got a kitchen. They've got, I mean, some of them, obviously they don't have washer and dryers because they're just not big enough. But right. like there was one for $500,000 there.
What?
An RV.
What did it all have? Did it have a pool? Yeah. Almost.
On the top. That would be fucking legit. No, it had, it just had like, like, it had an island in there, like, a full, like, couch. I mean, it's just, like, the one had two bathrooms. It's, like, a whole little apartment, honestly. Mm-hmm. One had two bedrooms. And it's, like, honestly, because I was originally thinking that I wanted, like,
a little small one.
Well, like, an RV van combined together.
Mm-hmm.
So I could drive it, and it's just, like, in the back. I don't have to, like, haul it around or right. heel it yeah. or hitch it or whatever. And those were more expensive than like one that you would hitch to your really? Car. Yeah, which is so crazy. But I don't know. So it was just very eye-opening. It was a lot of information, a lot of walking. And so after that, I just went over to my dad's or my mom's house and we watched football. And I just nice. Stayed the night over there. But Sunday we were supposed to go to the Cowboys game.
Mm-hmm.
Coco and I were, and went to Texas Live. And I'm just telling you guys, like, it's all about who you know
mm-hmm.
in life and business and relationships. Like, it's all about who you know, because this Sunday could have cost, like, I would say if we ended up going to the game, we were just going to buy, like, the $40 tickets. Mm-hmm. We didn't end up going because I was like, I'm going to Arizona in a couple days. Like, mm-hmm. I don't need to be spending $40 extra.
Right.
But Cowboys, like, they are capitalizing on everybody coming to Arlington for the Cowboys game.
Yeah.
Like, the parking lot for Texas Live was $150 to park there. $150 to park there.
Yikes.
I know. But luckily, I know somebody that they're like, just, I'll validate it for you. So I was like, cool.
Nice.
Yeah. So I was like, and I was trying to justify, I was trying to grow math it. I was like, so basically, even if we did buy the $40 tickets, still have $110 left over from this parking experience. Yeah. So basically, they're paying me to go to the game. But we didn't end up going. So we just literally drank and hung out with some friends and stayed too long. And Monday was not a fun day.
Dang.
But it's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah, and so now we're here.
Yeah.
I had a closing on Monday, so that was good. It was, like, happening even while I was hungover, so I was, like, and it was in Mississippi, so I didn't have to be there.
Oh, nice.
So I was, like, just kind of facilitating, making sure things kind of went through, but I didn't, like, need to be there or talk to anybody, so mm-hmm. it was just, like, through email.
Yeah.
So
nice.
I was like, at least I was productive today. Yeah. In some form.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that counts. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, that's enough about me. Do you have any, like, anything you're looking forward to? Anything you're not looking forward to?
I am looking forward to daylight savings. We have one. Oh, no.
It's okay. I knew your mom would be on here soon.
Is my mom on there?
Yes. Maria. Maria. Oh, my God. I want some taquitos.
Oh, God. Tacos dorados. She's going to be like, tacos,
I don't know
taquitos.
Tacos dorados?
Dorados.
Tacos dorados.
Dorados. Yeah, sure. Yes.
Dorados.
No.
Dorados.
Dorados. There you go.
Okay. Hi, Tracy. Okay. Tacos dorados.
There you go.
Maria? I'm waiting. When I get back from Arizona, I'm coming over.
I'm looking forward to daylight savings because I think this is our last one.
What?
Yeah, because we're not going to do daylight savings anymore, if I'm not wrong.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, this is our last one. We gain an hour, which is, chef's kiss to me because you sleep just an extra hour.
So it's going to be lighter.
Shorter. It's going to be darker earlier.
Oh, I don't like that.
I do.
Why?
Because I enjoy the dark.
You don't like the sunshine?
Not really.
What are you, a freaking vampire?
You know what? My parents used to joke about that when I was younger. Because I thrive in, like, this, like, cloudy weather. Like, I used to dream about moving to Seattle.
When you say thrive, what do you mean?
Like, I am so happy.
I know, but what does that mean? You're thriving.
Like, everybody else is like, it's raining. Like, you can't do anything. And I'm like, it's raining. We can stay in. I can read a book. I can watch Harry Potter. Like, there are so many activities for staying in the rain. Or you can go shopping.
Shopping in the rain is the actual worst.
To me, it isn't because no one else is out there shopping. You don't get the crowds.
Hmm. I guess that's a fair point.
I know. I know.
So maybe we should go to TJ Maxx after this?
Probably.
Is that what you're saying?
Or maybe Home Goods.
Okay. I need to get some outfits for Arizona.
Stocked up on all of their fall and winter stuff.
Okay, well, we'll look to see if... Did you just get excited? Calm down. Take a breath. Luis is over here like...
I just love this weather. I love this time of year.
I mean, I like fall, but I like it to be light outside so I can, like, still do stuff. Like, I like to go on my walks between, like, 7 and 8.
Mm-hmm. And it'll be light out by then?
At night.
Oh.
I know. So I'm screwed.
You just buy one of those, like... light up things on Amazon.
I know, so but I walk by you. Myself, and I think that's kind of scary.
You have a dagger.
I know.
And then you know what I learned on TikTok? You just act like a maniac.
I literally.
If someone comes up to you, you act like you've just been released from the psych ward.
I literally saw that this morning, and I was like, "That's honestly a brilliant idea because
like, what
no one is
a man
gonna
more
mess with
than...
a woman who's acting like she could rip their head off."
Well, not just that. I saw a TikTok once of a girl who worked in Nashville at the bars, and she would walk home after working like a shift with like money in her fanny pack and everything, and that she would always have like little stands to like walk, and that this man, which she felt was like following her, so she started chasing him.
Oh my God.
And then like he like eventually like ran away, and the next morning she's like getting up and getting ready, and there's like a news report about a little man chasing
a little man.
And it's her.
Oh,
it was
my
her.
God. That's fucking hilarious.
So that just shows
cheers
you.
Cheers to that.
Cheers
yeah.
to that.
Safety matters.
You just act like a complete psycho. Did I go down the wrong pipe?
Yeah. I don't know. I kept it in my mouth too long, and then I
took a breath.
Swallowed weird. Still strong, right when it's directly on your windpipe.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so you're looking forward to daylight savings time.
Daylight savings, fall. I just love the holidays.
I know you do.
The vibes are just different.
You know what would be fun?
What?
Is if you moved in with me and then we could decorate together.
I can still come over and decorate.
You can move in with me and decorate. Guys, I'm trying to convince Luisa that she needs to move back in with me. Because, first of all, why not? Second of all, it was fun.
It was fun. We had fun times.
Like, it's closer to work for you.
True.
Fourth of all, I have an extra bedroom. You don't have to bring any stuff. Just your clothes. Fifth of all, rent is not that bad.
Okay.
Compared to going and living by yourself.
I know that.
I could keep going.
I know you can keep going.
Sixth of all.
She's told me this many times. Every time I see her, actually, guys.
Sixth of all.
Every time I see her.
We could have wine nights. Maybe not every night, because we need to be healthy. But
we used to do that every night.
Well, during COVID.
When we did.
We didn't have to work.
We would buy, remember we would buy like.
We would go and get.
That like, I forget the brand. But it was.
$2.
Yes, it was $2.
Yeah. Like, and then we would get a $20 or 20%
discount for buying 6 bottles.
Yeah, we're like, hell yeah, $8 bottles?
Yes.
Or $8 for 6 bottles or something crazy like that.
And it would last us like a while.
Two weeks. Maybe a week.
Maybe a week. A week and a half.
Yeah.
If we were being
modest. Yeah, we could cook together again. We could have movie nights. Sit on the patio. Actually, we have a patio with a little backyard.
I've been to your house, Erin.
I'm just reminding you. Guys, if you guys can convince her. Oh, Megan said she needs a glass of wine. We can cheers to her in honor of her needing one. Tomorrow is Megan's birthday.
Happy birthday, Megan.
She's going to be big old 2-3.
Nice.
I know. She's getting old.
She is getting old.
Getting up there.
Well, she's, yeah. I was going to say young, but
I mean, old. Compared to us, she's young.
She is.
But she's not as young as she used to be.
No, she's not.
I know. Weird.
She's grown.
So weird. We've all grown.
We've all grown.
Crazy.
Craze.
Okay, so is there anything that you're, like, not looking forward to?
No, I want it to get cold. Everybody else here is going to dread it, but I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. I'm already trying to buy, like, new jackets and sweaters and stuff.
Yeah, Louisa's over here in a sweater vest. Which
sweater vest. It's cute.
Very cute. It's cute. I'm not knocking that it's not cute, but we're over here about to record, and she's like... just got hot all
of
a sudden.
Well, mind you, this area that we're sitting in doesn't have like ventilation. Like, it's over there behind the camera. Probably.
Anyways, she's over here buying sweaters and jackets, and it's still 90 degrees here in Texas. So...
I don't care. I'm trying to send a message to Mother Nature.
Well, she's gonna...
Yeah, like in January.
It's going to get cold eventually. Just give her time.
What's cold to you, though?
Cold?
Yeah.
Like probably in the 50s.
Oh, please. That's nothing. That's like spring weather.
That is not spring weather.
Yes, after the summer we
had. Are you going to wear a jacket?
No, not in the 50s.
You're not going to wear a jacket in the 50s. No. Okay, I'm going to bet you that you're going to wear a fucking jacket in the 50s. Yes, you fucking are.
No,
I'm not. Oh, my gosh.
But what's a jacket to you?
Long sleeves.
What if I wear, like, a raincoat or, like, one of my lighter coats?
No, a coat is a coat.
Is a coat and a jacket the same thing?
A coat is a coat and a jacket is a jacket.
So they're not the same thing.
I mean, I'm not going to be wearing probably a winter jacket in the 50s.
Me either.
But you're going to be wearing long sleeves.
I have trench coats.
Covering your arms from the cold, right?
But I have a short sleeve underneath.
But you're going to be covering your arms from the conditions of the weather.
But hold on, no. Because I don't wear trench coats for the weather. I wear it for my outfit.
Does that make sense? Why don't you wear them in the summertime?
Because why would I want to die from heat exhaustion in 120 degree weather?
If they're not for the weather and they're just for the outfit.
If I lived in a place like California where it significantly cools at night, maybe. But because we live in Texas.
Let's just be real. If it's 50 degrees outside, you're going to be wearing a jacket.
No, I won't.
Okay, we'll find out.
But what do you mean by that? Like, I'm going to need you to send me pictures of what you mean. Because, like, I don't wear jackets for, like, the heat protection. For, like, to be kept warm. I wear it because it completes my outfit.
So if it's 30 degrees, you're not wearing a jacket.
Oh, I'm definitely wearing a jacket. I'm confused. See, 30 degrees is okay to wear a coat.
40 degrees.
Yes.
So you don't consider 50 degrees cold?
It's cool.
You're a fucking idiot. Okay.
It's cool to me. After the summer we had, 50's going to be like...
I mean, it's
some of
be,
us might even wear shorts.
It's going to be nice. I'm not denying that it's going to be nice, but you're gonna be wearing something to
maybe
cover
a light
up your
sweater.
Arms. See, sweater is... You're not wearing a sweater in like now... I mean, you kind of
I'm wearing
are,
a sweater
like,
vest, actually.
But without the arms. In 50s, the arms would be down here.
No.
Yes, they would.
No, because when you go inside places, it's hot.
I understand that, but that's why you wear a jacket so you can take it off.
But most people wear sweaters underneath their jackets. We're done with this conversation.
Yeah, we're going to table this conversation.
We're spinning out of control.
Okay. I will see you in the 50s, and I'm taking a picture of you wearing a jacket.
In the 50s?
Yes.
Okay.
I will see you in the 50s. Oh, my gosh.
I'll make sure to only wear a sweater, then. My thickest ones.
You're going to be like, I'm hanging out with Aaron. I can't wear a jacket. Oh, okay. My gosh. Okay, well, you want to know something that I'm looking forward to?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Angeline and I are going to Arizona on Thursday.
That's right.
And we're going to be there until Sunday, so that'll be fun. Excuse me, sorry. We got our tickets to Arizona for $54 each.
Round trip?
Round trip.
Oh, wow.
So, like, $27 each ticket.
Wow.
I know. That's a steal. Taxes and everything included.
Excuse me.
So, really, if you think about it,
it's free.
We're going for free.
Yeah, they're paying you to go at this point.
Yeah, like, we bought them back in July, so it doesn't even count now.
No, they've paid for themselves by now.
Exactly. Yeah. So, we're going to Arizona on Thursday. We're going to go hang out with Trav, one of my good friends, and then we're going to this little festival in Arizona. It's called Boots in the Park.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Blake Shelton's going to be there. Sam Hunt. Brooks and Dunn. Some other fun people.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. It should be fun. Should be a fun time. I'll report back on how it went.
All right. Next episode.
Next episode, yeah. But something that I'm not looking forward to, and, you know, we talk about this kind of, like, I feel like every year, is that my car registration is due, and I hate.
Yeah, you do hate that.
Getting it done. I just don't understand, like.
Well, after 2024, it won't be needed anymore.
Why?
They signed that into a bill.
Oh, my God. So, why? I've gotten away without it for 2 years before. I can do it again.
Well, don't jinx yourself to begin with. Not is this real wood? It matters. It matters.
Well, we're going to pretend it is. Knock on wood. Well.
I believe it is. They signed it into a bill.
That registrating your car is not going to be necessary?
If I'm not wrong, yes. After 2024, though.
Oh, so maybe I need to do it one more year. Just to be safe.
How do I say that?
I don't know. It's okay. We don't need to find out. We can look it up anyways.
Okay, we'll look it up later.
Megan asks, is Mercury still in retrograde?
No, we exited on the 15th, which was Friday. But we are still in its shadow. So there still might be like
some weird, crazy stuff.
Some miscommunication, technological Wi-Fi issues. My office, all of Mercury retrograde, had horrible, like, our server was down, our Wi-Fi has been shit.
Yeah. Honestly, all Friday, like, I couldn't get into my computer. It's like, it was like an issue that I had never seen before. Like, our IT had to call another IT department, and I'm like, I didn't even get any work done on Friday at all because I could literally not even get into my computer to, like, get into any files. Dang. I remember I was telling you that.
Yeah, you told me on Friday.
That was so crazy. She said, thank God, because it was playing with my life.
It does that. It does that, Megan.
If you want to go into more detail, you can let us know, and we can see how we can help you out with that. Because Louisa is technically an unlicensed astrologist.
I was. I am.
Yeah.
I was doing someone's birth chart on Friday night at the bar.
Oh, yeah. We met these people on Friday night, and I was telling Louisa, I was like, talking to one of them or whatever, and she's like, oh, the guy that wanted to cheat on his brother. And I was like, his brother's what did I say? You said, oh, the guy you can that go wanted back and see the message.
His brother to cheat, or something like
that. And I was like, what are you talking about? And she immediately, like, she was like, oh my god, autocorrect. And
yeah.
Oh, Megan said, should she do a call-in? Yeah, you can call Louisa's phone because my phone is the one doing the live, and I am about to lose. I don't have a lot of battery left, so we kind of have to hustle up.
Yeah.
So yeah, call in really quick, Megan, if you want to. Yeah, that would be fun. But so she was like, the one that wanted his brother to cheat. And I was like, what are you talking about?
Like, what did I miss?
Like, did I go to the bathroom? Like, what's going on?
But the minute I sent it, I was like, oh, shoot. And, you know, with iPhone, you can, like, edit the message.
Yeah.
So I was like, I edited it real fast. And she was like, what? And I was like, shoot. She saw the message before I could edit it. Oh, Megan's calling.
Okay.
All right, Megan, you're on.
Megan, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
I kind of lost my voice this weekend at the football game. So sorry about that.
Oh my god. Do you remember Dad and I calling you?
I mean, yeah, I wasn't shit faced.
I mean, you sounded like you were.
Really?
You sounded like you were.
I was really trying to play it off. We had just made a touchdown, and so I was kind of hyped. But
yeah. What's been going on?
Say it again?
I said, what's been going on?
Oh, girl. Okay. So, last Tuesday, I hope Dad's not listening to this.
There's a possibility he could be, but I haven't seen his name pop up, so.
Okay. On Tuesday, I went to the vape shop to get stuff for my vape.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, your girl don't have eyebrows, right? So I walked in the vape shop with no intentions of, like, talking to anybody other than the person I'm buying from. So I didn't put my eyebrows on, and I also had my pajamas on. My hair was looking a mess. Like, I was just down bad. So I go in there. I get my stuff. I walk out. Well, while I was in there, there was, like, a group of guys, like, at the back. There's, like, a pool table, and they were playing pool. And I walk out, and this guy comes out, and he's like, hey, like, what's your name? And I was like, ooh, did you just walk up to me, and I don't have eyebrows on? Like, okay. So then we're, like, talking, whatever, and he's like, can I have your number? And I was like, no, you can have my Snapchat, though. So I give him my Snapchat, and then we're, like, talking, da-da-da-da-da, like, whatever. Then he, like, 2 days later, like, his Snapchat started acting weird. It was, like, it literally just looked weird on my screen. And so then he was like, my Snapchat's getting hacked right now. Like, I'm trying to get a new one. Can I get your number real quick? And I was like, sure. Give him my number. We're talking. Then Friday, we had made plans to go to the river on Sunday and like do like a picnic thing and like get some wine and like just talk and like get to know each other. And he had just bought a truck on Wednesday. He was sending me pictures of his new truck. He was all this stuff. Everything just like seemed too good to be true. And then Friday night, he was like, hey, like, I'm out and about. Like, he smoked. So he was like, hey, do you want to just like meet up with me? We can go like people watch at a parking garage over the square and like people watch, whatever. I was like, okay. So I meet up with him. We're like talking, getting to know each other. We're there for like maybe an hour, and then we were both like, okay, like deuces. So then we leave. Saturday, I went to tailgate. He texted me. He was like, hey, are you at the tailgate yet? And I was like, yeah, I'm here. And he was like, oh, well, I was gonna bring you some Chick-fil-A just to make sure that you ate before you started drinking. And I was like, sorry about that. Like,
that's
thanks for the
sweet.
Thought. I know, right?
First of all, that's really sweet.
That I know. And I was like,
concerned about your stomach. Huh? And how hungry you are.
What?
I said, that's sweet. He's thinking about your tummy.
I know. So then I was like, but I didn't have my car with me. I had shuttled to the game. So I was like, do you want to pick me up from the game? And then we can go get something to eat after. And he was like, yeah. So then in the stadium, there was no service, though. So I hadn't talked to him the whole time I was at the game. Mm-hmm. And whenever I left, like, it was like 10:30, 11. And I had my friend take me to my car, and I went home, and I still hadn't heard from him. So then I just went to dinner with my friends, and then I came back home, was going to bed, and then it was like midnight, and he texted me and was like, sorry, I fell asleep, but I'm still trying to see you. Can I come over? And so then I just went to sleep, because don't text me at midnight asking to come over to my house. You're
good,
crazy.
You, good Megan.
So then I went to sleep, and then at 3 a.m., my phone started blowing, and I was like, what the heck? So then I roll over, and it's a random number, and so then I answer it, and it's a girl, and she goes, hey, I was just wondering if you called my boyfriend last night. I said, who's your boyfriend? She said, Corey. I said, you're fucking lying right now. She said, no, I swear to God, we've been together for 2 years, and we lived together, we had a dog together, all of the above.
What?
I was like, I'm so sorry, like, I had no idea. She was like, I just want to know, like, how y'all met. She's like, it's not your fault, like, it's 100% on him, like, being very sweet. We ended up talking for like an hour and a half about everything, but the conversation concluded with, she was like, I've caught him cheating before, I've tried to leave this relationship before, but I've never physically caught him with another female, and so I really want to set him up. And you know me, I don't do cheaters.
Let's set this up
for me to do. So I tell her about how we had plans to go to the river on Sunday. She was like, okay, just let me know when. And I was like, okay. So then he texted me the next day. He had to go build a porch for his mom. He was sending me pictures of the porch, but he was texting her saying that he wasn't done, but he was sending me pictures of the porch being finished. And then he was like, could you pick me up from my mom's house? I don't know why, because he had his truck with him. Oh, also, sorry. Whenever we were talking on the phone, she also told me that he got a new truck because his old truck was repoed.
Oh, no.
He told me that he had a job. He was an electrician, but he lost that job a month ago. So she's been paying the rent. She's been paying his car note, and she got fed up and stopped paying the car note. So his truck got repoed.
Oh, my God.
They live together? Yeah, they live together.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
So then he was like, could you pick me up at my mom's house? And I was like, I don't know why, because he had his truck with him. But I called his girlfriend, and I was like, listen, he wants me to pick him up from his mom's house. This is the plan. Like, I'm going to go pick him up. I'm going to bring him to the river. I'm going to tell you where we're at. You're going to pull up. We're both going to get in our cars, drive off. He's stranded. He can't go anywhere. No one's going to take him home. She was like, okay, bet. So then I go, and I pick him up. We go to the river. He like makes a couple comments, like he said something, and I was like, that's bullshit. And he was like, bro, why are you always calling me out of my bullshit? Da, 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 da. He He was like, you're acting like I'm most men. And I was like, what do you mean by that? He was like, well, most men are either trying to waste somebody's time or take advantage of a female. And I said, are you telling me that that's what you're trying to do to me right now? And he goes, no. Like, knowing in my head that that's exactly what the fuck you're trying to do to me right now. Like,
right.
What the fuck? So then we walk over to this bridge and we're like looking over like at the water, and I send the current location to his girlfriend and a picture of him walking on the bridge. So then we're just talking, and all of a sudden he goes, oh my God, I need to go to the mall. Let's go to the mall. And he dips walking the opposite direction. And I didn't see the girlfriend at this point. And then I said, why are you walking so fast? He was like, my bad. And the next thing you know, here she comes running with her phone, like trying to record him. She's like, Corey, you're a fucking dumbass. You're caught up. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Did you think she didn't know about me? Because we've been texting all day, like all of this stuff.
Oh,
but then I was like, all right, like I literally looked at them both. I said, I did what I needed to do. Like, I'm leaving now. So then I start walking to my car. He goes, my keys are in my car. I was like, fuck. So then,
like, don't worry, I'll throw him out the window.
Right. So then he follows me to my car, and he's like walking next to me. She's walking behind us, screaming at him. And he's like, bro, what is going on? Like, who is this girl? And I literally looked at him. I said, don't look at me. Don't do that. No. Don't do that. Because you know exactly who she is. You go to bed with her every single night. I said, what's fucked up is that you put me in a situation that I had no idea I was being put into. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
And he was like, you're right. So then I get in my car. He goes to her. He's like, can you take me back to my mom's? She was like, no. And then he knocks on my window, and I was like, what do you want? He goes, I want to know the lies that she's told you. I said, at this point, I don't think that it matters what she told me. What matters is that you had a girlfriend. You didn't tell me. So then I pull out. I go over to her because he starts following her back to her car. I was like, you want me to take you to your car? And so then she gets in my car. She calls his mom, all of the above. I take her to her car. He texts me and says, can you please take me back to my mom's? And I was like, no. So then I blocked him. Then
good.
He downloads an app and calls me off of no caller ID.
Psycho.
And was like, it's not fair that you're only listening to her side of the story. Like, there's two sides to every story. I said, then tell me your side of the story. And he was like, we've been broken up for a month now. I've been trying to get her out of my house. Like, blah, 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 AB, whatever, all the excuses.
Typical
come
man.
To find out, he went immediately back to their apartment and she recorded a conversation with them talking about how I'm fat. I'm talking about me. He's saying I'm fat, I'm ugly. He would never be with a white girl. I was the one that approached him. He had never seen me before that day. He just happened to be at the river. I just happened to be at the river. Like,
oh, my God.
Oh, my God. We're pulling up tonight.
Yeah. We'll right. be there in
well,
3 hours.
While he's still calling me, trying to meet up with me to explain everything, he wants me to talk to his mom so that his mom can clarify everything that he's saying. He wants me to go to his mom's house, all of this stuff. And I'm like, bruh, like, I'm done.
No.
Like, yeah, oh so then God. I checked out.
Oh, my God. Well, at least you found out, like,
I mean, yeah,
pretty
fairly
fast.
Soon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
God.
Right.
Men are... We're drinking for you right now.
We really are, Megan. Like,
I know.
Damn.
I know. And then he kept saying, and your birthday's on Wednesday, and I really wanted to take you to a roadhouse and get you a nice meal. I was like, I don't need you. I don't.
To where?
I
he wanted to take you
to
Texas. Where? He wanted to take you to Texas Roadhouse?
Yes.
Bitch, I am a Chris Ruth, like, expensive-ass steakhouse. Not a...
Right.
I go to Texas Roadhouse on a Monday because I like the rolls.
Exactly.
Because I like the rolls.
Like,
the butter.
And the butter, yeah. The honey butter. Like, I don't need you to fucking take me to Texas Roadhouse, bitch.
That's like thinking Olive like, Garden is like a
like,
nice
yeah,
Italian
yeah, fucking Red Lobster is a good seafood restaurant.
If this happens... You saying that you want to take me to Texas Roadhouse for my birthday, you think that that's going to win me over? I'm like, okay, I excuse
but,
everything.
Like, I love Texas Roadhouse so much.
God, those rolls.
Oh my God.
No.
Okay, I have to end the live so I can save it. All right, but
hold
keep,
on,
no,
Megan.
Keep on talking.
Keep talking, Megan. Here, we're just ending the Instagram live.
Okay, guys, I have to end the live.
But keep talking, Meg.
My phone's about to die, and I want to be able to say
well, I don't know.
I love you guys.
Yeah. And then
thank
yeah,
you for
he
watching.
Just kept calling me all yesterday, and
we'll be back later.
He still called you yesterday?
No, he called me all day yesterday. He wanted me to come to talk to his mom. And he kept saying that I was too important in his life to let go and that he was going to fight for me. And I literally kept saying, I don't understand because we've only been talking for less than a week. Like, what about me is so important to you? So you don't know anything about me. He goes, well, we have the same life goals. I said, what? He said, because you want to live in the country. I said, you're holding on to me because I want to live in the country? You sound literally psycho. You sound insane.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Seriously? Right. And I don't want to share. Yeah.
So, glad Mercury is doing whatever it was doing.
Yeah, you should go buy some sage, Megan. So you can go cleanse your apartment. And, like, he should be, like, gone from your life after that. And, like, sage yourself. It's called smudging. Yeah.
And also you should throw cinnamon outside your door.
Is that he kept trying to come pick me up from my apartment. I never would let him. So he doesn't know where I live. I don't know where he lives. He doesn't know my schedule. Like, he doesn't know when my classes are. He thinks that I have an 8 a.m. on a Monday morning. And the fuck do I look like going to an 8 a.m. on a Monday morning?
No, absolutely not.
Right. So, like, the only way that he could be able to contact me is through that stupid fucking app that he downloaded. And at that point, it says no caller ID. I know it's you. I'm not answering.
Yeah.
And well, I even told him, because he made a comment. He said, tomorrow sounds like flowers on your doorstep with an apology letter. And I literally looked at him dead and said, if you show up to my fucking house, if there's flowers and an apology letter on my house, I'm going straight to the police station and I'm filing a restraining order because that's fucking stalking. Like, you don't know where I live. So if you find out where I live, you're done, so, bro. Like, you are done. And you don't have the money to fucking fight that battle, so.
Exactly.
Yeah. Try again. You picked the wrong bitch.
Exactly.
Sorry. Like.
Right. He was like, I like the way you talk to me. You put me in my place. I was like, why should I have to put you in your place a week after I fucking met you?
Yeah, you should be on your best behavior, sir.
The fact that he was like, let my mom talk to you. Like, why are you having your mother fighting your battles
and
for you,
sir?
And
first of all, I don't want to meet your mom. I'm sorry. Right. I don't want to meet your mom.
Right.
I'm sure she's a nice lady, but no. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Well, you took out the trash this weekend, Megan.
Yeah. And hopefully his girlfriend did, too.
She said that she texted me today. She's been texting me, and I told her to stop texting me because I went out of this situation, so leave me away from it. But she texted me asking if he's contacted me. And I said, all I said was no. And she was like, I figured because it wouldn't leave me alone. And then today she texted me. She said, girl, tell me why this bum-ass can't afford shit. I found out his real truck payments. Like, I don't give a fuck about his truck payments. Shut the fuck up. Move around.
Yeah, like, talk to your best friend about that.
Well, it's either, like, you can, if you want to dump him, and then we can grow and build a friendship off of this crazy-ass thing, or, never talk about him.
I don't want to hear what he has to say about me, because that's just, no.
No.
I don't want it. I don't, nope. Don't talk
to
him.
Yeah, you don't need that energy. Bye.
Right. And then, I didn't respond to her, and then she texted me today, and she said, I'm leaving today, so he'll probably contact you after I leave him, just letting you know.
I mean, that's a fair warning.
Yeah, that's a...
Yeah.
That's a good heads up.
But I didn't respond.
Yeah.
But, I mean, at least I know
to be on the lookout for it, yeah.
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 And you know what would be really funny if we found her video that she posted of, like, catching him on TikTok?
That would be so funny.
That would be really funny.
Be like, crazy girl goes after...
Let me show you. And this man's not the cutest either. Like, but he was sitting there telling her that I was ugly. Let me show you his girlfriend. Because what the fuck?
So she ain't better?
No. She's not cute at all. Sister, is your phone open?
No, just send it to Louisa. I mean, either which way, no matter how she looks, who she is, whatever, like, nobody fucking deserves to be cheated on.
No.
And, right, and that's exactly why, like, I was so down to go set his ass up.
Yeah.
Because no woman deserves that, especially if y'all are living together, you're paying his bills. Like, if that's what you need for your peace of mind, I will be there to help you, especially because he put me in this situation. And even though I didn't purposefully do it to you, I had a part in it.
Yeah, but I mean, at the end of the day, it's him. It's his fault. It's right. He put both of y'all in that position. And yeah. I would honestly, like, just take this. I mean, for her too, like, she needs to take it as a learning opportunity.
Yeah, to not let a man step all over you that way, where you're paying his fucking bills.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No.
No.
But like in your situation, like. It's if that happened to me, like, in my, like, right now, I would literally probably just give up on dating and to for everyone or for, like,
yeah, that's all I felt for a minute.
But
I was like, I'm not gonna let him control me like that.
Right. No, because yeah. But it, like, literally puts, like, so much doubt in you, because it's like, why did that happen to me? Like, why? But also, like, there were probably signs that you weren't even looking for, that if you go back and reflect on, like, the last 2 weeks or whatever.
Oh, for sure.
That you could probably.
Week, so I was just.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, now going forward, you could probably be like, oh, fuck, like, I need to just be careful with this guy or keep a distance. And, like, it's everything that you go through in life, unfortunately, is a teaching opportunity and a learning opportunity. And as much as it sucks and it's like, you know, fuck that guy. But, yeah. Like, you're going to come out better, a better person. And hopefully he learned a lesson from this, too. Like, hopefully. You hope.
I don't think he did, which is
He probably didn't. And that's not your problem to worry about. But yeah. You hope. I mean, you hope that he did. Because who, like, that's just, it's so much drama, it's so much effort, it's so exhausting, like, why, who has energy to do that?
He lied about literally everything. He told me that he was in school, no he wasn't. He told me that he had a job, no he didn't. He told me that he just bought this new truck, because your truck got repoed and this one's gonna get repoed too.
You got swindled.
Yeah, no, literally.
Damn. Oh my gosh.
I know.
That's crazy. Well, luckily, retrograde is supposed to be over in about a week or so.
Well, it technically it's over. We're just, like, living in its shadow. But we should be good after this week.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, this week I'm going to stay in the freaking house. screw my birthday tomorrow.
No.
Go ahead. We're going to forget about it. We'll do it next year.
Well, Mercury happens a lot. So you got to just live your life and, like.
Yeah.
Mercury goes in retrograde, like, a lot. So. But what you should do tomorrow, you should, like, take yourself out on, like, a little self date.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go take yourself to coffee, go sit by the river, go sit by, you know, that little place that's over by the campus. You know, take yourself to lunch. I mean, go spoil yourself.
Yeah, treat
and
yourself, Meg.
Have, like, a good day. I mean, you know. Don't let this affect the way that you spend your birthday.
Yeah.
I mean, my birthday wasn't gonna be anything regardless of him or not.
I know, but you should take it upon yourself to make it special for you.
We'll see. Tomorrow is just tomorrow.
No, tomorrow is your birthday.
Tomorrow you turn 23.
Mm-hmm.
That's disgusting.
Oh, shush. Oh, I just turned 31, what? So shut up.
Call me back when you turn 25.
I know, okay? I'm about to hang up on you. Call me back when That's funny. 30, bitch, okay?
That's funny. I was sitting in class and we were talking about, like, tomorrow, and I was like, oh, yeah, like, it's my birthday on Wednesday. All the people that I was sitting with, they were like, oh, my God, like, how old are you turning? I was like, 23, and they were like, no way. Which the people that I sit with are like 19, 20, one just turned 21. And I was like, yeah. So now they, like, look at me like I'm so old. I'm like, don't do that. Because I'm not.
Well,
Well, they're babies, man.
They are babies. They don't know. And they don't know any different. And you know what? You could go and tell them, go into class and be like, look, I'm 23 now. I have a lot of wisdom. This shit just happened to me. You guys should take my advice, you know, and teach them things. Yeah. Embrace that. Embrace the wisdom. You have a lot of wisdom to share. You've been dealt your share of cards, and you should embrace it and teach people. Because a lot of people don't get to even experience, you know,
shit,
a lot of things. So, I mean, I think you should take yourself out to at least a little brunch date or, like, coffee or something, and, like, just treat yourself to coffee and, like, some toast. Or some toast.
Maybe, like, some breakfast. Some, more than toast.
I meant to say, like, avocado toast. Or, like, something.
Only a piece of toast.
Yeah.
Just be buttered, like, toast, Meg.
That's what I eat. I just eat toast, no butter, just dry bread.
Ew, gross.
I'm kidding. I meant to say avocado, and it didn't. Because avocados are expensive now.
They really are.
So, I mean, it's a treat nowadays to eat avocado toast. Well, thanks for calling in.
Of course.
And telling us about this. I think this is not what we were going to talk about at all. So this makes our podcast really interesting.
It really does.
We were going to...
I just need a little spin, a little kicker at the end. Just call me.
Yeah.
You know, I always got something.
Well, we were going to talk about what to be for Halloween. So you really spiced up the podcast.
Well, that and, like, the female Roman Empire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this was way better. We can talk about that next week.
Yeah.
We're not even in October yet, so we've got plenty of time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This was way better.
Way more entertaining.
Yeah.
That is funny.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thanks for calling. I'll call you later.
All right. Love y'all.
Okay,
happy
love
birthday,
you.
Happy birthday, Meg.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Dude.
Whoa.
I'm shook.
I'm shook, too.
I was not expecting that at all.
Wow. What a fucking douche.
I know. Men are so dumb.
Like, what kind of man are you to begin with? I know,
not
you know, we live in a world where we're not supposed to, like, put them down or put anybody down. But what the actual fuck? Like, you have this whole other woman paying for your bills.
Paying for your car. Paying for
probably
everything.
Giving you money while he took Megan out on these dates.
And, like, asking her to be, like, to do sweet things for her.
Yeah, like, people watching? That sounds like fun.
That does sound like a lot of fun, and I would totally do that for
her. I would totally be down.
Like, if someone was like, hey, do you want to, like, go to the mall and, like, people watch? I'm like, hell yeah.
And make up stories?
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. 100%.
Can we get popcorn? And
why didn't you ask me sooner?
Can we just get popcorn and, like, sit there and just, like, watch and make up stories about people?
Yes.
Yes. The fact that he asked if she wanted Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
What?
That's and nice. Then curveball. God, men are disgusting pigs.
I mean, honestly, I was really not expecting that. But, like, I was saying, like, with everything that I've gone through, like, with the last, like, relationship that I was in. Like, we're not even calling it a relationship. But, like,
situationship.
The last guy that I, like, really trusted to potentially be that.
Yeah.
Like, he was literally saying all the right things. Saying all the right things. Like, proactively going out of his way. And, I mean, luckily he didn't have a girlfriend or, like, so I mean, I didn't know if that was the case.
If that
but
was
like,
the case, yeah.
I don't know. That's just so wild to me. I would literally...
Well, like, for that, like, we have a man that was, like, literally emotionally unavailable. And then on the other end, we had another man who was too available.
But it's like, was he emotionally available or was he just bored in his other relationship where he had to come up with another situation?
He wanted his cake. He wanted to have his cake and eat it, too.
Yeah.
That's why, if they live together, like, that's why sometimes...
That is so wild. You're living with this person and then you're going... You're paying
for his fucking car bills. Like, well, what the fuck?
For him, like, how can you be okay mentally when you're living with someone and then you're actively pursuing someone else? A new person that's not in your relationship. That's wild to me.
Yeah. And it's not like they met on an app or a bar or anything. No, like, Megan was just running an errand.
She didn't even have her eyebrows on. And I'm sorry, but if you guys know my sister, you know what I'm talking about. And she doesn't... She has eyebrows, but they're very, very shy. They do not like to come out unless she draws them on. So, yeah. She was just popping in for an errand and... This guy approached her. Like, I would be flattered as well. Like, I'm in my not my best feeling self. Like, mm-hmm. You know that, like, you know what you look like and you, like, how you feel when you look like that. You're like, okay, well, I'm not going to see anybody. It's fine.
Yeah.
And then someone approaches you. You're like, damn, maybe I do look better than I think. You know? So... That's just wild to me.
Well, that just, like, makes me think, like, when she was talking about, like, his snap being hacked, quote-unquote. Like,
was it her?
His girlfriend, like, looking in and trying to figure things out.
Ooh, maybe it was. Maybe we should have her on the podcast next.
Yeah. Get her side of the story.
Like, Megan, sorry you don't want to talk to her anymore, but can we talk to her?
Send us her number. We'll talk to her.
We need to figure this out.
There are three sides to the truth.
Well, in this case, I would feel like it would be four.
Well, like...
Between them,
the girlfriends... Because the guys are two sides to the truth. There ain't. There's three.
Yeah.
There's yours, hers, and the truth.
Yeah. But then I was saying, like... And then we're adding Megan into the mix, so it's four. Yeah.
It's four, yeah.
Oh, my. I'm shook right now.
I'm shooketh as well.
I wasn't expecting that
at all.
And
this is why there is a single woman epidemic.
Yeah.
Let's call it what it is. It's a single woman epidemic because...
Yeah, because, I mean, we're not...
Men are shit.
We're not putting up with that shit anymore. No, we're not. Sorry.
Like, literally, like, they say our standards are like, oh my God, your standards are just so high. And it's like...
Our standards are literally bare minimum.
It's literally on the seven levels of hell. Like, what are you talking about? That's how low the bar is.
Our standards are literally... Just bare minimum at this point.
Literally.
Like, open the door for me, text me, and tell me that I'm pretty, and maybe buy me dinner.
Make plans.
Be proactive.
Exactly.
Like, it's not really that hard to please somebody.
No, it isn't.
Like, give them attention. Tell them how much you like them. It's really not that hard.
No.
Like, to really, like, please a girl, we are really not that difficult. I think it's more difficult to please a man.
100%.
Like, not in, like, a sexual way, but, like, mentally and, like, in a communicative way. Because as a woman, like, this is kind of off topic, but, like, as a woman, we're very, like, communicative. And, like, we can read between...
We like to talk things out.
Right. But we can also read between the lines.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, if you're, like, oh, my gosh, like, I had such a hard day today. Like, if I were to say that to a man, they'd be like, oh, you know, sorry.
Yeah.
Hope tomorrow's better.
Yeah.
And then I'm over here like, I'm going to do this, this, and this. I'm going to be like commenting on, you know, just being like,
yeah, I'd be like, I need the full story. What happened?
Yeah, like, what happened? Tell me what's going on. And men are so like, it'll be better tomorrow. Like,
Because that's the thing. Like, that's the difference between them and us. Like, they live in a 24-hour cycle. Like, their bodies do. So, like, tomorrow, like, today they had a shitty day. But within, like, after the 24-hour cycle ends, they'll have a completely different day tomorrow. We don't live that cycle. We have four different phases of our cycle. So, like, today we could have a shitty day. And tomorrow we could still have a shitty day because we're in whatever, like, part of our cycle we're in.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about, like, our period?
Well, not just our period, but like, just, like, kind the way of. Our body, our hormones, like...
Like, in a month.
Yeah, in a month.
Yeah.
And, like, that's why, like, we're like, okay, like, what can I do? Like, whatever. And, like, they'll just, like, I'll be fine tomorrow.
Men are so stupid.
And that's like me. I like to talk things out.
I really love you guys, but sometimes, like, you rock my brain of, like, what am I doing that you're not understanding? How do you not understand how I'm... Because I'm a communications major. Like, I feel like I have pretty good communication skills. Mm-hmm. Maybe I don't. I don't know. But I don't know if maybe, like, I'm trying to be over-communicative. Like, but then when I... And this is just the Virgo in me, probably. But, like, I overthink it. And I'm like, well, I don't want to come off too strong. I think
that's the woman in you.
Probably. Probably.
I do that, too.
But then it's like, okay, well, then I have to also sound witty. And I have to sound, like, understanding. And also, I have to, like, be communicating at the same time. And, like, I don't understand... Like, when they don't get what I'm trying to, like, say, it's like, how?
Yeah.
I need, like... I don't understand.
I actually saw a TikTok today of the Bachelorette, Hannah Brown, who was talking about how, like, she used to do that.
Yeah.
Like, when she was, like, dating and stuff, like, she would, like, overthink things and, like, present herself in a certain way and, like... I think she's engaged now.
Yeah, she is, I think.
She was, like, the man who she's with, like, when he met the real her, like, he still cherished and, like, accepted her and understood her.
Yeah.
But she still didn't she didn't accept that because she was like, wait, like, we've never met men that understood us. So that's why we're still, like, we're trying to crack their code when they should be cracking our code.
Yeah, that's true. Because their code isn't that hard to crack, I feel like.
No, it isn't. It's food, a little sex, and beer. Let's be honest.
Yeah. Let them watch football when they want to. Let them watch
some sports or something.
Yeah. I like football. I can deal with that.
I can root for a sport. I don't have a team I root for. You like football? I'll watch football.
Yeah, I'll be on
you
your...
You like soccer?
I'll watch soccer. I'm on your team, babe.
You want to watch the Olympics? Let's fucking watch the Olympics.
Yeah. I love that. But I think, yeah, you're right. They need to crack our code. Like, guys need to try harder to crack my code. I shouldn't be trying to be different or, like, to fit a mold of what I think you want.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, that is crazy to me because it's like, that's what a lot of women...
That's what a lot of us do because we think, like, oh, they want this type of woman. But that's, like, the basic definition of a woman. And it's like, they need to see, like, the unique...
Yeah, like, what makes you different?
What makes us click?
Yeah. And, yeah, that's probably, like, why not all relationships work because... And why relationships start out and they're so good because, like, people are not necessarily their true selves in the beginning of a relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, the first 3 to 6 months of a relationship.
Presenting
like
presenting your best self.
Yeah. And then, you know, like, things come up and you're actually, like, not okay with the way that things happen.
Yeah, there are certain things that, like, you brush off in the first 3 months.
Yeah.
And then they keep happening and then you're like, actually, I can't let that slide anymore.
Yeah, and it's like, well, what do you mean? Like, this has been happening for the entirety of our relationship. Yeah. Like, you're just now, like, well, now it's you're crazy.
If you acknowledge it, like, within, like, the first year, but, like, if you, at least the first year. But yeah. If you wait longer than that, like, yeah.
I mean, I think it is all just, like, about communication and, like, obviously, I'm a big advocate, especially in my work experience, and I haven't really, like, put this into my personal life yet because I'm just, like, kind of scared, but talking on the phone, like, I will, like, clients will text me or they'll email me, and I'm like, we need to talk. Like, we need to pick up the phone. Like, first of all, don't even know what you're asking me for. Mm-hmm. Or second of all, it's going to be easier for me to explain what you need to do or what I'm asking of you over the phone. Like, me emailing it to you or texting it to you, you're going to probably take it some other way that I don't mean it or blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I should probably use that advice that I give myself in business and give it to myself in my personal life because... Yeah. First of all, I don't really date that much, and I don't really have anybody to talk to on the phone that much. So I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, you don't have to necessarily call them on the phone. Like, one thing I like to do is, like, voice memo people sometimes. Or voice memo,
yeah.
It's just, like, especially if I'm driving, it's easier to just, like, click. It's like a little podcast. That's what I do. You know what I do for Fernanda in the mornings?
No.
I'll send her, I call it Luisa FM Radio.
Oh.
And I'll send her little updates. You want me to do that? I want
to do that for me.
I'll do that for you.
Yeah.
I'll do that, and I'll do, like, oh, it's whatever degrees, and I'll talk about the weather, and I'll talk about what I've been doing for, like, the past morning and what I'm looking forward to in the day.
Oh my god, I
and
love
then I'll
that.
End it with, like, a little, like, this has been a segment of Luisa FM Radio.
I love that. Can you please do that for me?
I'll do that for you.
Yes, I would love that.
But in that regard, like, when I'm sometimes, like, texting, like, the people, like, in my personal life, I prefer voice memos so they don't think
different.
Yeah. Sometimes, like, at work, I'll sometimes, like, if they're in my office, I'll go to their desk and be like, I don't understand what you mean by that email.
Yeah.
Because some emails, you're right. Like, someone today was actually showing me an email, and I was like, that comes across condescending.
Yeah.
Like, 100%.
Well, yeah. I'm talking about, like, communication with my clients. A lot of, like, work emails, like, within the company, I mean, I feel like a lot of them don't necessarily mean to come off the way that they do, but, like, it's just sometimes a very harsh
tone. Sometimes the way it's read.
Yeah. And sometimes that's probably majority of the time it's, like, me being sensitive and, like, not irrational, but, like...
It also, like, depends on the person. Like, the email that I was shown today, the email literally said, and the way I read it, I was, because he was like, can you read this and tell me if I'm reading it? He's like, he was like, it could just be me. And I was like, and I read it, and I was like, no, it sounds, I was like, this is the way I'm reading it in my head. It was like, correct me if I'm wrong, comma. And I was like, no, it definitely sounds like they're being a dick.
Oh, God.
100%. And he was like, okay, I thought it was just me. And I was like, no, you're 100% in the right. That's the way it's coming across.
Hold on, sorry, I have to text that guy.
Ooh, the guy who did his birth chart?
Yeah, the guy that wanted his brother to cheat.
His brother to cheat. Did you remember that guy who... So there was a guy at the bar before we met this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Who came up to us randomly. I think his name was Aaron.
Oh,
and he bought us beers.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm from Mexico. And I remember I did a double take on him because I was like, you're white as fuck.
Yeah, he didn't look like he was
from
Mexico.
But then I was also like, I do have white cousins, so I'm not going to, like, pass judgment. So I think you or I asked, like, where in Mexico are you from?
Yeah.
And this man literally goes, El Paso.
Oh, my God. Yes. And I was like, sir, that is not Mexico. What are you talking about? And he's like, well, it basically is in Mexico. I'm like, El Paso is on the West other side. Texas, sir.
Yeah.
Like, 10 hours from here where we are.
Mm-hmm.
You're still in Texas, motherfucker.
Yeah. And then, but I think the funniest part was, like, He bought us beers.
Yeah.
And then as he was leaving, he says El Paso, but he said it in Spanish. He's like, remember, El Paso. And
oh,
I was just
God.
Like, what the fuck?
No.
He was so random.
Remember, El Paso.
El Paso.
No. What's on the other, what's the...
Juarez.
Juarez.
Yeah.
City it's on Juarez. The other side of in Mexico. It's like El Paso for Mexico.
No.
But you know what I mean? It's like...
I know what you mean. But technically, it's like... For Mexico, it's like north.
It's like...
El Paso to us, it's like...
West.
So Juarez is north for Mexico.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Which Juarez is not... I mean, there's a lot of shootings out there, so...
Yeah.
It's not safe.
Yeah. I mean, the Mexican border is just not... safe probably in general.
In general, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, back to this guy.
Back to
the birth chart guy.
Oh yeah.
So okay, so did you ever look it up? Did you find it?
Yeah, I remember I looked up his birth chart and everything.
I don't remember.
But you don't remember?
No.
I was pretty I'm sorry, Mom. I don't think she listens to this episode anymore. Or any of our new episodes, but for as much as I drank, I was pretty sober.
I mean,
granted, it was just beer.
It was beer. I think,
and we were like babysitting them a lot.
And yes, we were. We did start betting on the basketball game, which that kept it interesting because I bet a shot, and I lost. And
yeah, you did. Dallas Wings, man.
I didn't even know that. We didn't even know that there was a female or a women's NBA in Dallas, or that Dallas
in
had
Arlington,
one.
In Arlington, yeah. Well, there's stadiums in Arlington.
Now we,
yeah.
we learned something. Yeah, we're always learning, yeah. You know? And it was just, the names were funny. And so they had put it on TV, and I was like, we're not doing anything. Like, let's just fucking bet on the game. Yeah. Like, why not? And I let Louisa pick, and...
Well, no, you said the Dream Team.
I said Dream Team and the Wings.
The Wings, yeah.
And you chose the Wings.
I did.
So I went with... that was
you
the only choice
left. You
went
with the Dream
left.
Team, yeah.
So, yeah, they ended up winning. And then these guys showed up, and I think we had more shots, and that's probably why.
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
Well, this guy...
Whenever I have shots, that's when I lose my memory.
So it was second shot.
Yeah.
Okay. Well... This guy, I think you were like, oh, this guy's, you asked me, you turned to me and you were like, oh, his birthday's in April. And I was like, oh, an Aries.
Mm.
And I think his friend was a Taurus, if I'm not wrong.
I thought he was your birthday. Like, he was a Pisces.
No.
Oh, no, because you're in March.
I'm early March. Yeah. End March is Aries.
Yeah, okay.
And then early May and April is Taurus, okay. If I'm not wrong. And so this guy that you were talking to, I was like, oh, you're an Aries. And he's like, oh, he was pretty drunk too. And he's like, what is that? And then I was like, well, technically, like, that's your birth sign, but it can't, like, once you do your full chart and, like, you get into astrology, like, it's not fully who makes you you.
Yeah.
Like, for example, like, I was telling him, I was like, my rising sign is an Aries.
Yeah.
So, like, my personality embodies more of an Aries. And so then he was like, do my birth chart. And so that's when I asked him. I was like, okay, like, where were you born?
Did he know his birth time?
No, he didn't.
Oh.
And I remember because you looked at me and you're like, that's funny. Men don't know their
birth time.
They don't.
How do you not know?
And I remember you and I were like, our moms call us every year at the time we're born.
Yeah. My mom does.
Yeah, I was born at 8:44.
I was literally on the phone with Angeline at like 8 o'clock on my birthday this past year, and I was like, I just have to let you know my mom's probably gonna be calling me in about 5 minutes. It's about that time, and she's like, oh my gosh, okay. So, I let her go, and she called me at 8:06, and yeah, it's funny because I'm at 8:06, you're at 8:44, and I'm pretty sure Angeline is like an 8 o'clock baby too.
Okay.
Or. Yeah.
Somewhere in between us.
Yeah. So yeah. It's just funny how...
So the guy didn't know his birth time. And I was like, well, that really... I was like, that's an important part.
Aspect
of, like, how we figure out your birth chart. So we were, like, trying to figure it out. And then you were like, just put 1 or 3. And I'm like, no, like, we need a specific... So I think we put, like, 1:23 a.m.
Yeah.
And so he was, like, a rising Sagittarius.
Which I feel so, like that
which
kind
I told
of
him
makes
I was
sense.
Like I was like allegedly.
Yeah.
I was like, again, we don't know your actual birth time. So
right.
It doesn't.
But I feel like that would kind of make sense. He was kind of like he seemed like a Sagittarius.
We even looked it up too. We looked up what it meant to be like a rising Sagittarius. And it definitely matched up with his personality that night.
Yeah. Which isn't a bad thing, but it was just I don't know. It was just funny. But, yeah, I'm supposed to be going and meeting up with him just for, like, a drink or so. But...
Wait, do you remember saying that, like, he either gave you a fake name or something?
Yeah, okay. So, I told him. So, the guy, his friend, I was like, oh, Forrest. And he was like, what do you mean? Who's Forrest? And he goes, that guy's name is Landon. And I was like, Landon? And I was like, fuck that guy. And... Then I talked to him about it, and I was like, he said, your friend said that you gave me a fake name. And he was like, well, Forrest is my middle name that I go by, but Landon is my first name.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he's just fucking with me, and I don't know. But, I mean, in the text message, like, he introduced himself as Forrest, like, okay. The next day or whatever day
yeah.
It was. So unless he's, like, playing... this
weird mind game
I don't know But he was like, my parents thought it would be funny to name me Landon Forrest.
But what's his last name?
I don't know.
That'd be
like land and forest.
Oh, okay.
Like a play on words.
Got it.
And I was like, oh, ha ha ha. Like, I don't know. But
I guess that's funny.
I guess. I don't know. I just met him drunkenly on a Friday night, so I don't really know that much about him. I mean, we know his sign is an Aries.
He's an Aries, but that's about it, because we don't have his time.
And we don't even really know his birthday, do we? Do you remember?
April? You know what? I know it was April 3rd.
I have a lot of April friends. I think it was just, like, fun to, like, meet new people, hang out.
Oh, I also had to look up the Aries and Virgo
compatibility.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's one of the tabs, because I don't have the his birth chart saved. But yeah, that was one of the tabs.
That's hilarious.
I wonder if I can go back. Oh, it's here. April 4th, 1994.
Oh, he's a baby.
Oh, and he's from, I'm not going to say it on the podcast, but.
Oh.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he was born there.
Oh, he was born there?
Yeah.
Damn.
His Mercury's in Pisces. That's interesting.
I don't know what that means.
Well, this is like all alleged again, because we don't know if this is his actual birth time.
Yeah, I'm going to find out what. I'm going to be like, you need to text your mom right now. She will know.
100%.
There's
and if he has his, like, birth certificate, it's on your birth certificate. Look it up.
Look it up. Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, I think that's all we have for you guys tonight. Yeah. Because I got to get going, apparently. And that's not what we had planned at all.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
We'll have another. We'll save these topics we had for this episode for next week.
So just, I mean, they're definitely not as exciting as what we just endured, but we'll try. Maybe there'll be some juicy content in between now and then. Like,
I mean, Erin will be like, have come back from her trip by then. So
Luis is going to be celebrating Fernanda's birthday.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I forgot, which I've been getting a lot of TikToks, which I don't ever believe.
What?
But they're always like, you're going to meet somebody and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, bullshit.
Well, I did post a TikTok the other day that's like, if you don't repost a sound, like,
no, it's not one of those.
Gonna happen
it's not
to
one
you.
Of those. It's one like, of those, like,
okay, fine, I'll repost it. It's like those text messages that we would get. Like, that's if you don't send this to 10 people, bad luck is going to harm you. And it's like,
well, and you have to, like, interact with the post 3 times.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, well, is my life shit now because I didn't send that post to 10 people? Like, what's going on? So it's like, okay, well, now I don't want to take any chances. I don't know.
I usually just, like, because they're, like, interact with it 3 times. So I'll like it, I'll share it, and I'll comment.
Mm.
But, no, the ones I've been getting is, like, you're going to meet him. It's, like, very specific. And I'm like, that's very hard to believe. But
at Red River?
At, like, a bar in Addison? Like, maybe. I don't know.
You never know. You never know. You got to keep your mind open to it.
I'll keep my mind open to it.
Yeah. Don't be susceptible.
No, I won't be.
But Luisa is going to be celebrating Fernanda's birthday while I'm out of town.
Yeah. She's turning 28.
Damn.
Yeah. I already have my birthday planned for like 29. Like 28, whatever.
29?
I want a Schmidt-themed birthday party.
Should we rent a school bus?
Oh my God, yes.
Oh my gosh.
Let's do it.
Okay. And it's going to be new girl themed.
Yes, 100%.
Absolutely.
100%. Yes.
You're Schmidt.
Yeah.
You have to be.
I'll have to be. Yeah, I guess I will. Sometimes I've been watching New Girl a lot, and I'm like, I relate to Nick a lot.
I mean, everybody does.
Like, a lot.
That's why everybody loves Nick. Because everybody relates to him. But everybody kind of relates to all characters in different ways.
Yeah. So, not Cece, though.
I don't really, yeah, you're right. I don't really like Cece.
I don't really
relate
to Cece.
I've never liked her.
No offense to her.
Yeah. I like you as a person, but not the character.
Exactly.
The character was terrible.
I relate more to Ruth than I do to
Cece. Yes, absolutely. But, okay, so yeah, you could be, and it could just be, oh a sidecar. It could just be, like, you, your character. You don't have to, like, dress up as Schmidt. But, like, your aura is Schmidt that night.
Yeah.
Like, you could just have a shirt on that says Schmidt on it.
Yeah.
Like, I think that'd be super cute.
Yeah.
And then we make jungle juice or whatever they have. Yeah,
jungle juice.
A
strip pole in the school bus. Yeah.
So.
And I think that's it.
Yeah, we can figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
But we've got about a year.
We still got about 2 years almost. I'm only 27.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we've got plenty of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plenty of time for it.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we're being proactive on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. We're signing off now.
We'll see you guys next week.
Don't miss us.
I still don't know how to save my lives, so we're going to figure that out maybe. I don't know, but...
We'll figure it out, guys.
We'll figure it out.
Then you'll see our pretty faces.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.